taking the right places. Furthermore, taking those laidaway short quite existed. Sometimes they change their mind when they go on their own and don't go to selected sites. We have poverty roads and we have industrial roads. Who are your guesses now? But anyway, the effort to attract industry is a different way of doing it. We found that out. You can't beg and say, we're poor, please help us. Business don't work that way.
Yes. But your major emphasis, your building base, has to be local commerce.
Local commerce, not. We don't want to just bring industries in here because that will take the form of labor camps. You don't want that. You want the country to build its own wealth from individuals, free entrepreneurs. I think that's the key. We could bring industries enough to employ all of them. That's just a labor camp. You don't want that. How would it be if all industry on America were all foreign industry and all the laborers? It's not worth it. The United States has got the profit off of it and roughly planning here or everybody else. That's no way to run the economy. I think Russia has that system, communist system. But that's the thing that we have to guard here, I think. The administration of Indian programs. And too many people think that we want to get more and more government. And I may sound like a Republican, I am a Republican. I gave in this to capitalism a little bit. I think it is the backbone of a free system that we have in America. Outside capital don't want to invest a penny in it because they know that tomorrow the council may come and wipe the thing out and clear out that much money. And so to get capital is also another constraint. Therefore, the private sector is, unless you've got none of your own, willing to gamble with it, or somebody's willing to gamble with you, you begin to get something going. But even then, maybe you're successful, you want to expand. It'll take you another 6 months or 6 years to get that piece of land. By that time, maybe the capital structure has changed. You need that. So you see, this is the problem that addresses with DIA and the tribal council.
Is it DIA? Well, I don't know. What is the thinking of the tribe by having all this land held by the tribe instead of by individuals? Or is the BIA forcing the tribe to do that?
Both. Because at the present time, no one knows how to effortlessly allocate land. And it's getting worse every year because 2,000, 3,000 more people added to the population. So, in other words, the tribe would like to, I know at one time, thought about allotting land. And then, as the years go on, it became more complicated because I have a certain right in this area, and the guy says, I have a certain right in it. It's overlapping. So there's a tremendous dispute on the reservation about who has a right to what area. Just rights, use rights, not ownership. So when you get down to cutting things, you can run into a strong opposition. Not because people don't want it, because I want my share. It's all right to divide, as long as you divide it my way. And the other guy says, no, it's all right to divide it his way. So there's an impasse. So this becomes then one of the key things in trying to develop private entrepreneurship. So as a result, the council has gone out and built things, because that sort of is it. But yet you and I know that government is the least efficient enterprise and businessman there is in the business world.
I'd like to make one announcement before we break up for lunch. Mr. Russell and Mr. McDonald would like to meet with the core team just as soon as you eat. So, and Mr. McDonald has to be back in his office by 2, so we'll have to eat very quickly, core team members.
Thank you. think it's something like if you're a government employee, you're stationary, you don't have to. What I understand is sort of government employees, but sort of other.
One thing about Arizona,
when this thing is moving, it picks up the loss. See?
This policy, you can buy something, you can't buy others. Sometimes you're required to call up multiple managers.
Yeah,
it
doesn't matter. It tells. When it's moving, it's picking up the loss.
And you're required, you're responsible for the service.
See, it moves a little.
That way, that this is an
it can pick up as fast as with a dog.
The first thing is that someone else has a lot of federal values. Fall off federal values and destroy. And this will take some time. The multiple man is very gallant, he was a lot. Not paid for, responsible for getting it done. Every 2,000 miles, you have to go through a maintenance check. And that's going to be inconvenient. You've always got to be aware of the gas station. You know, if you're driving out of the Alps going north, the last thing you can find on the gas station is that you're going to be in the car. And you've got one car that's going to go away, and that car is going to be in the car. The gas station is in terms of priorities. Get that cleared in advance, because to reimburse you, there's got to be papers in San Francisco or Washington saying that you will be using the car.
Would Ernie know?
Yeah.
I think everybody that brought time is on,
right? Like that all starts now?
Yeah.
Double check. We're doing it.
With who?
Yeah. right now, you're all getting...